Hi there. One of the questions on Bolshevik economic policies asks, to what extent were the Bolshevik economic policies consistent? Consistent meaning that they were they the same? Was there a thread or a theme running through them? And I suppose on a very basic level, you would have to say that no, the policies were very inconsistent. Initially, the policy of state capitalism allowed elements of the old capitalist system to stay in place whilst trying to take control of some of the the heavier industries. It gave workers control of the factories through their Soviets and allowed peasants to keep the land and, in essence, keep the grain that they were producing. However, come the Civil War, the Bolshevik policy changed radically with war communism. War communism banned private trade altogether. It involved the requisitioning of grain from peasants, so peasants kept nothing of what they produced other than what they needed for their own survival. In the factories, there was a reinstatement of factory discipline, and the government took complete control over every aspect of the economy. And war communism was welcomed by many of the communists because it was a complete form of communism where the state has complete control over the economy and there is no private trade or no private property. Things changed again then in 1921 and it changed backwards, back towards capitalism again with the introduction of the NEP. Lenin had realised in 1921 that he needed to make economic concessions because he was losing the support of the workers and losing support of the peasantry. This became obvious in 1921 with the famine and the Tambov revolt of 1920-21 and the Kronstadt mutiny that same year. So the policy changes back to one where private trade is allowed. Peasants are allowed to keep a proportion of their grain and a tax in kind replaces grain requisitioning. And you've got then the development in of private traders called netmen, 22,000 of them in Moscow by 1924. And you've got the return of a free market where people are buying and trading openly. You have a money economy redevelops, which had practically disappeared during war communism. So for those reasons, then, people say that the economic policies were inconsistent and it actually caused a lot of strife within the Bolshevik Party itself as it split into factions, as people disagreed over whether or not, you know, these policies were actually moving the country towards socialism, which was, after all, the aim of the Communist Party, the Bolshevik Party. So, on one level, you can argue that the policies were inconsistent. However, on another level, you could say that the aim of the policies was consistent throughout. The aim being the survival of the Bolshevik dictatorship. Lenin was clever enough in 1917 to realise that he couldn't make the jump straight from capitalism to communism. And he talked about a transition period whereby some elements of capitalism would remain and some elements of communism would come into play. He also realised that during the last months of the provisional government in 1917, the Bolsheviks had promised all land to the peasants and all power to the Soviets and promised the workers that they would take control of of their own lives through their Soviets. So when they came to power, they felt that they had to issue a decree on worker control in the factories and a decree on ownership of the land, giving the impression that workers would always control their factories and that peasants would keep control of the land. This is what you would call political expediency. Political expediency is where you do something which goes against your principles in order to just survive. With the coming of the Civil War, the Bolsheviks were able, I suppose, in a time of crisis, to push forward to a more pure form of communist economy. And that's what war communism was. It was completely state-directed, complete state control of the economy through the requisitioning of grain, through the imposition of strict regimes within factories, control of the communication and transport networks, So you've got a return to, or not a return to, but you've got the development of a very, very communist state-run economy. And then in 1821, it flip-flops back again to flip-flops back towards capitalism again, if you like. And Lenin says that 1921 was a concession. It was a step back towards capitalism. It was described as a tactical retreat in order to stay in power. And the Tambov revolts and the Kronstadt revolts of 1921 had shown Lenin that he would need to make concessions in the economy in order to survive. So consistently through these policies, you can see that Lenin is making economic decisions based on keeping the Bolsheviks in power. So whereas the economic policies may be inconsistent, the political aim behind them remains consistent throughout. So if you're faced with this in the exam, I think that's would be the theme that you would develop in your answer. Starting off in your introduction where you would mention that and then concluding with it, that there was an inconsistency on the surface level in the policies between capitalism and communism. But behind it all, there was a consistent aim, which was the survival of the Bolshevik regime.